Bismillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the kind Al and companions. And we ask Allah to increase our knowledge and to protect us from insincerity. Blasphemy renders the person a non-Muslim. If someone commits ridda or blasphemy, he is no longer considered as a believer. He must leave the blasphemy, repent by embracing Islam, by returning to al-Islam, by saying the shahadatayn. And blasphemy is categorized into three categories: blasphemous beliefs in the heart, blasphemous sayings by the tongue, and blasphemous doings. Examples: blasphemous sayings would be such as cussing Allah or cussing the prophets or the angels, even if the person was angry. Blasphemous doings is like throwing the Quran in disrespected places such as trash, or stepping on it, or while knowing, or prostrating to an idol or to the sun. Also, blasphemous beliefs is to believe that Allah is sitting on the throne, or that Allah is a body, or that Allah has a size or image or volume. All of these things are considered ridda, blasphemous. Allah exists without being in a place and without being a body, and he is not volumistic. He is neither body like the light or the air or the soul, nor hard body like tangible body like the humans or the rock or the trees. Allah is neither a soft body nor a thick body. Allah is not a body. He is the one who created the bodies and the images, and he does not need anything, and he exists without a beginning and without a place, as the Prophet said in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره. And as Imam Ali radiallahu anhu said, Allah existed eternally and there was nothing, and he created the place, and he still exists without a place. As for the blasphemy, saying Astaghfirullah or saying, oh God, forgive me, after one committed blasphemy is not tawbah or repentance. They have to repent by entering al-Islam, by leaving the blasphemy and saying the testifications shahadatayn. As for the one who commits the enormous sins such as killing, adultery and the like, the way to repent from them is by asking Allah to forgive you and by sincerely leaving the sin. Even if you broke someone's heart by looking with a frown to them, ask them to forgive you and ask Allah to forgive you and avoid such sins. And if you have committed any of the enormous sins, rush to ask God to forgive you. Allah is very forgiving. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu," which means the one who truly repents from his sins is like the one who has no sins. So Allah is very forgiving and very merciful. So dear brothers and sisters, remember that this life is temporary. It's a trial. And look at the time, how it's lapsing, passing by quickly. What are you waiting for? We all are going to end up underground in the graves. And that is the time when the presentation of the deeds will be after. We ask Allah to forgive our sins, to accept our good deeds, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to enable us to acquire the Islamic knowledge and to implement it, and Allah knows best.